Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 319. And we're going to start off with an update from Horror Realm Con coming to Pittsburgh. It's been quite a few years since Derek Mears was a guest at Horror Realm, but we're excited that he will be returning in 2026. Derek has been in so many of our modern horror films, including his role as Jason in Friday the 13th, Swamp Thing, Hills Have Eyes, and Hatchet 3, just to name a few. If you haven't met Derek before, it'll be a great experience for you, a great guy to speak with. Happening February 28th through March 2nd at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South. Get more information at HorrorRealmCon.com. And speaking of conventions coming to Pittsburgh, we have this update from Steel City Con. We have a new headliner announcement. Steel City Con is excited to announce Bruce Dickinson is attending Steel City Con December 5th through the 7th in only his fourth Comic-Con and his last of the year. Bruce, of course, is the lead vocalist of Iron Maiden. He'll be there Saturday only and will not be taking selfies. Buy your discount tickets and VIP and more information at SteelCityCon.com. We have a little haunt news from Bennett's Curse and Creepy Woods Haunted Attractions in Maryland. Choose your fear. Can you survive Bennett's Curse Haunted House and Creepy Woods Haunted Forest in one night? Our Fright Tour Pass lets you experience both of Maryland's scariest haunts, one indoor, one outdoor, just 15 minutes apart. One pass, two nightmares. Save big when you bundle both events and double your screams. Grab your Fright Tour Pass now before they sell out. Get more information at Bennett's Curse, bennettscurse.fearticket.com, or Creepy Woods, creepywoods.fearticket.com. We have even more convention news, this time from the SC Horror Convention in Columbia, South Carolina. Vendor spaces are now open for the South Carolina Haunted Convention, Con of the Dead, happening September 19th and 20th, 2026. If you're a returning vendor, you have a limited window to claim your spot. All vendors, both returning and new, are being accepted now. For more information, visit schorror.com. Still more South Carolina convention news with this from Spooky Empire coming to Charleston. South Carolina fans, you asked and we listened, so we're back. Spooky Empire returns to Charleston, South Carolina, February 7th and 8th, 2026, at the Charleston Area Convention Center. Save the date and spread the word. More details will be coming soon, and vendor space is now open. Get more information at SpookyEmpire.com. And speaking of Spooky Empire, let's talk about Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. Alex Vincent joins us for a monstrous Halloween weekend at Spooky Empire, October 31st through November 2nd in Orlando. You know Alex as Andy Barclay from Child's Play, Child's Play 2, Curse of Chucky, Cult of Chucky, and the hit series Chucky. Alex has also appeared in House Guest, House Guest Massacre, Dead Country, and The Dark Military, and others. Join us at Spooky Empire October 31st through November 2nd at the Hyatt Regency Orlando for celebrity panels, a horror film festival, costume contest, tattoo festival, live bands, parties, and many more frightening events all happening all weekend. Join their Facebook event, spookyempire.info/FB event, and even more information can be found, once again, at spookyempire.com. We have some sad news from the Tupelo Haunted Castle in Mooresville, Mississippi. For 17 unforgettable seasons, the Tupelo Haunted Castle has been your destination for terror. Together we've created countless screams, memories, and sleepless nights. This incredible journey has been possible because of you, the most passionate, dedicated haunt fans we could ever ask for. However, we are announcing that the original Tupelo Haunted Castle has scared its last victim. But this isn't an ending, it's a transformation. We're closing this chapter to begin something entirely new. Instead of opening for a rushed final season, we're dedicating 2025 to building an experience that honors everything you loved about the castle while welcoming a whole new generation of thrill seekers. To our hardcore fans, don't worry. The intense heart-pounding scares you crave will be bigger and better than ever, with new technology and terrifying new scenes that will push the boundaries even further. Thank you truly for every scream and every memory. We'll be sharing updates as we build towards 2026. The castle may be closing its doors, but something bigger is rising. Keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Tupelo Haunted Castle. We have some Halloween events coming to Akron, Ohio. Attention Akron, mark your calendars. The City of Akron's annual Halloween trick-or-treat celebration will take place on Saturday, October 25th. Any Akron resident that wishes to participate and pass out candy during trick-or-treat can do so by turning on their porch or front lights between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. that evening. Akron police will be on patrol and pay special attention to children and families walking throughout city neighborhoods. There are several other Halloween-themed events happening all throughout Akron, such as Downtown Akron's Partnership Fall Fest, Akron Zoo's Boo at the Zoo, Akron Children's Museum Hands-on Halloween, and more. Get more information at facebook.com/AkronOhio. But what about events coming to Toledo, Ohio? Well, once again, Toledo.com has compiled a comprehensive list of all the frightful and fun Halloween events happening in the Toledo area. However you choose to celebrate, from parties and festivals to trick-or-treat times, pumpkin patches, and corn maze, we've got your 2025 Halloween events covered. Get more information at toledo.com/Halloween25. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor John Abrahams to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 21st through the 23rd. John Abrahams is an American actor and film director, best known for his roles in films such as Dead Man Walking, Scary Movie, Meet the Parents, House of Wax, and Terrifier 3. Get more info and tickets at daysofthedead.com. We have this from the Harvest Moon Twin Drive-In Theater in Gibson City, Illinois. The time has finally come. Due to changes in our Fright Fest events and the need for more storage space, we've made the decision to put our original haunted hearse for sale. The price includes the hearse, skeleton driver, horses, reins, and wooden coffin in the back. The hearse is a constructed item on a real antique wagon. It's heavy, and you must pick it up. It's been used for over 12 years here, so it has some fades, missing parts, and can use a spruce up to bring it back to its original glory. It's about 16 feet long from tongue to back. If you are seriously interested in purchasing it, PM their Facebook page for the price, and they'll answer all your questions. Send in queries to facebook.com/HarvestMoonDI. We have this from the Okachi Lions Club in Okachi, Wisconsin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's spooky season, Okachi! On October 22nd, grab the kids, throw on your best costumes, and join the 75th annual Halloween Walking Parade, led by Magnus Anderson, American Legion Post 399 in Okachi. We'll parade our way down to Okachi Lions Park for an epic Halloween bash with a costume contest, monster dance party, tricks, treats, and more spooky fun. Don't miss this community tradition. It's going to be a scream. Get more information at facebook.com/Okachi Lions. We have some news from Darkness Con coming to Denver, Colorado. Darkness Con Denver is rising, and we need you to join our dark and twisted crew. We're looking for staff members to help bring the spooky magic to life on Friday, October 31st, and Saturday, November 1st. From assisting with vendors and panels to keeping the eerie energy flowing during performances and late-night frights, this is your chance to be part of the horror celebration behind the scenes. If you love Halloween, horror, and the paranormal, and you're ready to lend a hand, send us a message or email to get involved. Together we'll make Darkness Con an unforgettable experience. Get more information and a link to apply at facebook.com/darknessconvention. We have some news from the Halloween by the Harbor Marina Spooktacular coming to Santa Monica, California. Spooky season has officially begun, which means it's almost time for the annual Marina Spooktacular Halloween by the Harbor. Whether you're into family fun or heart-pounding haunts, this two-day festival has something for every ghost and ghoul. Come early for kid-friendly fun. Stay late if you dare. The scares get real after dark. Happening at Burton Chance Park, Marina Del Rey, October 25th and 26th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., liability waiver is required, so RSVP and get all the eerie details at beaches.lacounty.gov/Halloween. We have a little news from the Killer Valley Horror Film Festival coming to Ashland, Oregon. Hey, horror fans, the spooky time of the year is here, and you know what that means. Your favorite Southern Oregon Horror Film Festival is back for our 18th year. We're still wrapping up our final lineup, but you can get a sneak peek at the 6 horror short films that made the poster. For the second year in a row, we'll be hosting our event at the Beaver Media Northwest, 1085 Benson Way in Ashland. This year, we're hosting it on November 1st, aka the Day of the Dead. So be sure to tell your friends. Get more information at KillerValleyFilmFestival.com. And finally, we have this update from the Washington State HorrorCon coming to Pulliup, Washington. Again, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Great news! Our Halloween duo of Linda and Annie is set for Pulliup. Please welcome PJ Souls to Pulliup for the Washington State HorrorCon lineup from October 24th through the 26th. PJ Souls emerged as an iconic scream queen of the 1970s horror cinema. Her breakthrough came in Brian De Palma's Carrie, where she played the bubbly, baseball cap-wearing Norma Watson, a cruel cheerleader whose torment of Sissy Spacek's telekinetic teen unleashes chaos at the prom. She followed with John Carpenter's Halloween as Linda, the flirtatious best friend to Laurie Strode. Souls revisited the character in archive footage for Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends. Meet PJ Souls all weekend at the Washington State HorrorCon, October 24th through the 26th. She'll be signing autographs, taking photos, taking group photos with Nancy Loomis, and speaking on a panel at the show. Tickets for the Washington State HorrorCon are on sale now, wahorrorcon.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year,
You can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bold juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, since we are in the middle of spooky season, having a good time checking out all the haunted attractions and all the cool things that October has to offer, I'm going to ask you folks a trivia question. Do you happen to know which state has the most haunted attractions? I know some of you might be thinking, well, it's got to be Texas or California or one of them big states. You'd actually be wrong. The state with the most recognized haunted attractions is the state of Ohio, with over 130, I believe, this year alone, and that number seems to keep growing and growing. Some close down every year, some open up this every year, and we go from that. And if you listen to the Big Scary Show on a regular basis, you know that one of our fine sponsors is the Ohio Haunters Association. And a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, they announced that they were bringing back the Ohio Haunters Convention. So we thought we'd get that information out there by talking to the president of the Ohio Haunters Association, Maximus Bryant from the Cincinnati area. Man, it's always good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure talking with you, Badger. You guys are a fantastic show, and the love and support of the entire haunt community is just amazing.
Cannot disagree with the love and the support from the entire haunt community and the fact that Ohio has more haunted attractions than anywhere else in the United States is startling. And actually, I've probably been to a good number of them, certainly not all of them. But why do you think there are so many haunted attractions in the state of Ohio as opposed to some of these larger places?
I don't want to give too boring of an answer, but I do think I know what the answer is. it's geographical layout. If you take Ohio and you pick three of the corners, there's a big city there: Cincinnati in the southwest, Toledo in the northwest, Cleveland in the northeast, and throughout the middle you have plenty: Columbus, Dayton, plenty of big cities all throughout, and they're spread out everywhere. So what you do is you create a lot of these little markets throughout the entire state where you have a haunted attraction inside the big metro area and a bunch of them in the surrounding metro and even more in the country or in the counties, you know, rural county areas. So it, not only do you have a bunch in Ohio, you have a really big mixture: indoor, outdoor, you know, more country themed, more urban, you know, themed. There's such a good diversity of haunted attractions in Ohio, and it's actually kind of causing me a bit of anxiety at times, because sometimes we'll go to shows and we'll pass out lists of haunted attractions in Ohio, but the problem is those are only the ones we are aware of. And it's almost every time somebody informs me that, hey, this place is coming back, or hey, did you hear about this place? And it's already happened to me so much this year because I'm traveling around trying to visit these places, and I have quickly now discovered that there's just no way I can do it to get to all of them this season. I'm even just talking about the ones I haven't been to.
That's crazy. And let's not forget, you are a rather, shall we say, well-known character at Dent Schoolhouse out of Cincinnati. Are you still doing that this year?
Well, this year, because of what you and I are about to talk about, I have decided that this is the year that I am taking a few steps back to travel to see the haunted attractions of Ohio, because being a part of the Ohio Haunters Association means promoting the haunted attraction industry in Ohio, and I can't really promote something that I don't know about. You know, I can hear about something like the Chippewa Lake Slaughterhouse and tell people about it, or I could go see it and then be able to tell people about it. And that and 100 plus more attractions. So this year, I am still an actor at the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati, Ohio. I am just working Thursday nights pretty much and using the rest of the days to travel. Unfortunately, that's not going to allow me to continue to be portraying their Pumpkin Smasher character. But fear not, there's another actor that's taken up the mantle and has been doing an amazing job already. I've seen videos and photos because people are posting and visiting. So, you know, shout out to that actor that is, you know, keeping the Pumpkin Smasher alive, even though I am this year not doing it. And maybe next year I'll be able to earn that spot back.
Well, I never would have suspected that that was not you under all the mask and the giant mallet and everything like that. So anyway, folks, so if you're looking for Pumpkin Smasher at the Dent Schoolhouse and you think it might be Maximus Bryant, you would be mistaken. But let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the Ohio Haunters Association. If I work at a haunt in the state of Ohio, or maybe even if I don't, how does one get information about it? What is it exactly? Do you just go out and promote haunts? Do you just work together? Do you get together at various times of the year and do workshops and make and takes and things like that with haunt actors and makeup artists and set designers from all over the state? What exactly is the Ohio Haunters Association, and how does one become a member?
Well, right now we are focusing our efforts into building a membership-based community for anyone involved in the Ohio haunted industry. That means actors, owners, managers, prop builders, makeup artists, people who just love to go to haunted attractions. If you don't work at one and you love to go to them, right now, paid Ohio Haunter Association members are given discounts at, I didn't even count how many attractions it was the last I checked. There's two pages of them, and just one page already has 15 attractions. So I don't think I'm too far off. It's almost 30 attractions that are offering discounts to paid Ohio Haunter members. And so, you know, obviously if you love to go to Ohio Haunts, or, you know, love going to haunted attractions, get you a membership. And you would do that at ohiohaunters.com. What you would do is you would register your account, activate it in your email, and then from there you can purchase an Ohio Haunter membership, and our membership director, Pyle, will send you your membership card, and that's all you would need to get the discounts at the door at all these haunted attractions. Now, if you are a actor, this is what we offer to you is education opportunities. So, for example, I am going to be doing some acting classes for our paid memberships. We'll do that over Zoom. We'll talk about cue acting. We'll talk about jump scares, breaking it down, all kinds of stuff just for actors. For makeup artists, we've already done a lecture on creating wound molds and how to use that in the makeup realm. And there'll be more on that, like airbrushing and more for makeup artists. We also have Sean is going to be leading some prop building classes as well for the prop building people, you know, making tombstones or making basic motion animatronics homemade, you know, DIY type stuff. This is the effort because we've asked the Ohio Haunter community several times, what is it that they are looking for? And they have said it time and time again, they're looking for education. So we've created a website, ohiohaunters.com. We have created a membership, and we are creating membership exclusive education experiences for people in all realms of it. For owners, you have the opportunity to promote your haunt on our website and also be able to use our Facebook group to promote anything about your haunted attraction that you would like, whether it's regular season, whether it's special events, whether it's coupons, whether it's off season. you know, Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day and any Friday the 13th haunts, you know, you can promote it there, and you can promote it on the Ohio Haunter Association website. You go in and you register just like anyone else would, and then you create your listing or take control of a listing on the Ohio Haunter haunt list. So we have a haunt list and a haunt map on the Ohio Haunter page, and that allows haunt owners throughout Ohio to put the correct information out there about their haunted attraction. Images, information, addresses, updates, all that kind of stuff can be done easily there. We're really trying to be a valuable promoting group, building a community in Ohio for haunters at all levels, and we're trying to do this at multiple levels.
Well, it sounds like a big undertaking, but then again, you have a big haunt community up there, so no doubt this is turning out to be pretty spectacular. You mentioned special events. And as I said at the very beginning, a couple of months ago, you announced that the Ohio Haunters Association is creating, or shall I say, bringing back a very special event in 2026. I believe it's the weekend of May 9th and 10th. What can you tell us about this very special event?
Well, we are putting on the Ohio Haunters Convention in the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. The Ohio State Reformatory, famous location, known for being the place that Shawshank Redemption was filmed at, and also is home to Blood Prison. The Ohio Haunters Association did a convention back in 2019. It was called the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention then. It was a great event, great success, and then COVID happened, and that kind of created a difficult situation to where pretty much all the shows that year didn't operate. But several years later, now, after we've gone through restructuring in the Ohio Haunters Association, and we are building a platform and building a real group for Ohio, we have now decided that we are going to bring back this great event. The Ohio State Reformatory, the people there approached us. Big shout out to Vic. He's heavily involved with the Reformatory and runs Blood Prison. He approached and he said, listen, we need this back. And I said, you know what? Yes, we do. And so now it is coming back May 9th and 10th. Vendors all throughout the prison blocks, the east and west wing. We want to fill up the entire thing with vendors. Haunted houses, Blood Prison will be open while the vendor floor is open. The Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse will be open Friday night. That's May 8th, Friday night. The show floor will be open on Saturday and Sunday, the 9th and 10th. So we have haunting. We have vendors. We have a costume ball that will be at the Reformatory. They have an east diagonal that we're going to, you know, decorate, and we're going to have a DJ and dancing and costume contests. We are also going to have food trucks. There's so much going on. Oh, and education. The education piece never goes away. Education on prop building. Education on acting. Basic acting, cue acting, and just more. So there's a lot of things going on with this convention already. And also recently, Blood Prison have escape rooms, and they're going to have the escape rooms available for convention attendees as well. And if I can still add an and,
please do.
If you purchase an entry into the show floor to see, you know, the convention, you can go through the prison blocks and everything, but purchasing a ticket into the convention also allows you a free self-guided tour through the entire prison yourself. Wow. So you get access to the whole prison to tour, you get access to the vendor floor, and a lot to be had there through education, haunted houses, all the vendors. We're really looking for this to be an event in Ohio to celebrate haunting in Ohio and to make it for the state that does have the most haunted attractions in the country. And if there's a state that deserves to have that chance to celebrate, I'm biased, but I feel like it's Ohio.
Now, the irony of having escape rooms at a reformatory is not lost on me. But I do want to say, or I do want to ask, if I am not from Ohio and I want to come out and vend, will I be allowed? Am I going to be shunned at the door if I try to come at this? Or is this, you know, open to basically anybody anywhere that wants to come either vend or teach or work or volunteer or help or otherwise?
We would love for people to travel near and far to come and be a part of this. We actually, I would like to point out that those haunt discounts I talked about, one of them is in Louisville, Kentucky, that offers a $16 discount to the Ohio Haunters Association paid memberships. Another haunt that offers a $5 discount is Forsaken Forest in Richmond, Indiana. So we are not, you know, there's sort of this imaginary line along the Ohio River and east and west, you know, bumping up against Indiana and Pennsylvania and West Virginia and Michigan. But we would love everyone to come and attend. The thing is, though, that there's a lot of shows across the country. And, you know, we know that there are, you know, sometimes difficulties with travel and all this kind of stuff. But if you would love to come see what we have going on in Ohio, please do. We'd love to see you. We'd love for you to vend. We'd love for you to attend. You can even be a member of the Ohio Haunters. So actually, we sent off two memberships to people in Texas just 2 weeks ago, matter of fact. So it is not Ohio exclusive. There is something about Ohio that when the Scare Factor puts out a list of haunts or states and how many haunts they have in them, and all of a sudden Ohio is in the three digits, and everybody's kind of looking at Ohio and they're like, Ohio, are you okay? Yes, we're okay, and we are excited about haunting here, and we're going to celebrate it now in this season. And I've already been to 10 different haunted attractions so far in my travels, and I'm going to more this coming weekend, and I love seeing what other people have to offer, the artistic expression, the acting. It is so awesome to see and experience now, and then for us to celebrate in May.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time. You know, I, of course, get out to a lot of haunted attractions myself, but I tend not to get out that far. It is a little bit of a drive for me to get to Ohio, but I certainly hope that the Big Scary Show, we can talk to, you know, Mead Hook Jim in Cincinnati or somebody like that about maybe coming in either vending or teaching or something like that. We certainly would like to be a part of this, obviously. And all the good things that go on with the Ohio Haunters Association and the Ohio Haunters Convention, again, happening May 9th and 10th at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. How can people get more information? I know you've mentioned it a couple of times, but where can people get more information about the Ohio Haunters Association, the Facebook group that you know, post continuous stuff on? The convention coming up, yeah, you got a little bit of time, but I'm assuming that you'll be having ticket sales coming up soon if they're not already out there, and people who might want to come and vend and all that good stuff. Where is the best place with websites and social medias for people to get that information?
So the Ohio Haunters Association Facebook group is a great spot to see where everything is that is going on. But our brand new website, ohiohaunters.com, is where memberships are available. And when you have a membership, you have an account on the Ohio Haunters website, and that's where you can make postings or, you know, get the resources that we have offered to you there, and where you will have access to the education and any kind of virtual meetings we might have. So Ohio Haunters Association oh my goodness, why do I not know my own website? ohiohaunters.com is the place for your membership portal and everything. Now, that is also going to be the website for the Ohio Haunters Convention. Matter of fact, when you go to OhioHaunters.com, the first thing you'll see is the convention banner. And it is a beautiful banner, and we're so excited about it. And so there will be, there's tabs at the top. There are haunt lists. There is the 2026 Ohio Haunters Convention. There's membership. There's all that kind of stuff. So for the convention specifically, go to OhioHaunters.com and look for the Ohio Haunters Convention information. If you go there, there should be a vendor application live. Because we are now accepting our vendor applications. We would like you to apply to be a vendor. The reason we're doing applications is because, you know, we don't want to end up with 20, you know, people that all make the same thing. So, you know, that's why we're doing it through this system. And once we have your information, we can then send the vendor agreement. So please go to OhioHaunters.com. And fill out the vendor application if you are interested, or if you know someone that is interested, please send them to OhioHaunters.com.
Maximus Bryant is the president of the Ohio Haunters Association and very excited, as you can tell, about the upcoming Ohio Haunters Convention. I know it is going to be a fantastic event, and we certainly hope the Big Scary Show will be there and covering it, as we like to cover all the conventions. Maximus, it is always good to talk to you, my friend. We are very excited to hear about all these great things. Best of luck with the Ohio Haunters Association membership drive, and we look forward to catching you at a haunt somewhere in the state of Ohio sometime during the month of October.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you to the Big Scary Show, and to all you haunters in Ohio and beyond. Haunt on.
Haunt on is right. That should be the credo of all of us. Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying... good night.